SCP-001, Dr. Clef's Proposal. Item Number, SCP-001. Object Class, Euclid/Keter. Special Containment Procedures. Because of the nature of SCP-001, no containment procedures are necessary. 24/7 monitoring of SCP-001 is to take place from a safe, 10-plus kilometer distance from a predetermined location. Site Zero. The location of Site Zero is known only to the current SCP administrator and the single overseer-level agent of Abrahamic faith. 0514, assigned to monitor SCP-001 from Site Zero. Said agent is authorized to take any action necessary should SCP-001 become active and is required to immediately alert the administrator and all other overseer-level agents should SCP-001 show any change in behavior, as this may constitute the beginnings of a Patmos XK class end-of-the-world scenario. Should SCP-001 become active in any way, personnel are required to immediately consult the Patmos series of emergency orders. Decoding algorithms for emergency order Patmos are to be maintained on-site at Site Zero in the possession of the designated observer, and are to be transmitted to SCP Foundation offices only in the event of SCP-001 becoming active. Foundation personnel with vital roles in one or more variants of Emergency Procedure Patmos are to be advised to take the following precautions. To maintain good relations with one or more organized Abrahamic faiths. To maintain on hand a supply of the following. Holy water, a rosary, crucifix, cross, prayer rug, or other symbol blessed by an Abrahamic cleric of bishop or equivalent higher rank, a copy of Abrahamic scriptures, Torah, Bible, Quran, and standard emergency supplies in mobile form, bug out bag. In case of a premillennial rapture scenario, all vital personnel are to designate a secondary operative of non-Abrahamic faith. Said secondary operative is to be informed of the location of the primary designate's copy of Emergency Procedure Patmos and Mimetic Kill Agent Inoculant, and is to be kept on ready status to take over the primary's duties as necessary. To maintain familiar with all other SCPs involved in possible Patmos XK class end-of-the-world scenarios. Description. SCP-001 is a humanoid entity, approximately 700 cubits in height, located in an undisclosed location near the intersection of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. The following features are known about the entity. A number of luminous, wing-like appendages emerging from the shoulders, back, temples, ankles, and wrists of the entity. Although an accurate count has never been established, most observers place the number of wings at anywhere from 2 through 108, with the mean number being 4. A weapon, possibly a sword or knife, SCP-001-2. The weapon appears to emit flames at a temperature rivaling that of the sun, based on spectrographic analysis, although there appear to be no destructive effects from the intense heat on the surrounding area. Any entity that approaches within 1 kilometer of SCP-001 is immediately struck by the weapon and obliterated from existence. Any and all hostile actions taken towards 001 have resulted in the annihilation of the attacker, regardless of range. See Incident Report, Indian Ocean Submarine Missile Experiment, December 26, 2004. SCP-001 appears to be standing with its head bowed in a gesture of supplication, with SCP-001-2 held in both hands point down in front of it. Since originally recorded by the founder over data redacted years ago, SCP-001 has not yet deviated from this stance. Human beings exposed to SCP-001 report hearing a voice in their heads, giving them a directive which the subject reports cannot be disobeyed. The most common directive is forget, which results in the subject walking away from SCP-001 with no memory of having encountered it. On rare occasions, however, other directives have been given. The most famous of these is the one given to the founder, prepare, which he has claimed formed the impetus for founding Data Redacted. to catalog and contain any and all supernatural and or paranormal artifacts that represent a serious threat to the existence of humanity. This is the organization now known as the SCP Foundation. Observers have reported that SCP-001 appears to be standing in front of a gate of immense proportions. Long-range photographs have occasionally detected what appears to be a pastoral grove within, containing numerous other entities of the same composition as SCP-001, as well as several fruit trees of unknown composition. Of particular note are two fruit trees of immense proportion near what appears to be the center of the grove. One, it is noted, appears to be an ordinary apple tree, although the other bears a fruit unknown on Earth, described as data expunged. It is the avowed belief of the founder that the gate which SCP-001 guards may be the gate to expunged, based on correlations with ancient Babylonian texts and the Dead Sea Scrolls. In which case, one can deduce that the entity known as SCP-001 may be expunged. Addendum 001-A. Experimentation. SCP-001-2's effective kill range. Experiment A. 1. Class D personnel instructed to approach SCP-001 as closely as possible on foot. Result. Upon making visual contact with SCP-001, subject is ordered to leave. Subject immediately turns away from entity and walks away. Despite repeated orders to continue the experiment, Class D personnel refuses to obey and is terminated. Upon termination of Class D personnel, all research staff involved are immediately obliterated by an unknown force, presumably SCP-001-2. Experiment B. 1 remote-operated research robot guided to approach SCP-001 from the ground. Result. Upon approaching within 1 kilometer of SCP-001, research robot is obliterated, presumably by SCP-001-2. All further attempts at remote reconnaissance have the same result. Experiment C. 100 pre-programmed research drones instructed to approach SCP-001 from multiple angles simultaneously. Result? Coordination is successful, and all 100 drones cross the 1 kilometer mark simultaneously. However, all 100 are simultaneously obliterated by SCP-001-2. Designated observer at Site Zero reports that SCP-001-2 appeared to strike in all directions at once. SCP-001 did not deviate from its stance while this took place. Experiment D. Wire-guided missile fired from a distance of 3 kilometers. Result. SCP-001-2 obliterates weapon upon crossing the 1 kilometer mark, simultaneously obliterating the launch site and killing all personnel. Experiment E. Multi-warhead intercontinental ballistic missile fired from SCP nuclear submarine Nautilus. Result. See Indian Ocean Submarine Missile Experiment, December 26, 2004. Experiment F. SCP-076 and Task Force Omega-7 instructed to approach SCP-001 on foot. Result? SCP-076 refuses to carry out mission, despite not being informed of the mission's nature. Upon being asked why, SCP-076 replies, "No, just no." Experiment G. SCP-073. Due to the results of Experiment F, SCP-073 was not informed of his destination until arriving at Site Zero. Result. SCP-073 approached the site on foot. Upon seeing SCP-001, SCP-073 became distressed and asked to abort. SCP-073 was ordered to continue. At that point, the symbol on SCP-073's forehead became data expunged. Experiment was terminated due to data expunged. See Addendum 001-AA. Addendum 001-AA. By executive order of the administrator, no further experiments are to be carried out on 001. No further SCPs are to be exposed to SCP-001. SCP-001 is not to be used to dispose of dangerous SCPs. Please see revised containment procedures for details. Addendum. On the following errant transmission was received by Foundation personnel. Initiate emergency procedure Patmos Omega. Attention, all Foundation personnel. The following message was received at approximately this morning from Site Zero. SCP-001 has left its location. The gate is open. They are riding forth. Oh God, it's so beautiful. The Lord reigneth, the Lord has reigned, the Lord shall reign forever, the Lord reigneth, the Lord has reigned, the Lord shall reign forever, the Lord. Because of this event's confluence with a recent breach of SCP-995, the opening of SCP-616, and the activation of SCP-098, the Foundation is required to immediately begin preparations for an XK-class end-of-the-world scenario. SCP-076 and SCP-073 are to be secured immediately. All personnel are to unlock and decode Emergency Order Patmos Omega and follow all orders within. Site-19 is to be secured and all non-essential SCPs and personnel terminated and or destroyed. Repeat, because of this event's confluence with the recent breach of SCP-995, the opening of SCP-616, and the activation of SCP-98, the Foundation is required to immediately begin preparations for an XK-class end-of-the-world scenario. SCP-076 and SCP-073 are to be secured immediately. Kane, enable my two sons. I am coming. All personnel are to unlock and decode. Behold, I stand at the gate and knock, and if any follow- Signal lost. Upon contacting Site Zero, 0514 responded that no such message had been sent from his location, and that SCP-001 remained inert. The transmission was initially determined to be a hoax. However, close examination of the transmission reveals a timestamp dated data redacted, years in the future. It is theorized that data expunged.